Once you have passed the okapi habitat, you will continue with blue and white light strands on the spruce trees to your right. The fencing in front of the trees is stranded with blue lights. Please note that during this event, our farmyard is closed, and it's closed by using a string of red lights. Since you cannot enter the farmyard, you can make a right and either go towards our red panda or in front of our okapi habitat. There is no lights leading you towards the okapi viewing area because the animal is often indoors at night and hard to see. The red panda exhibit has a string of blue lights on the fencing. Some of our new murals featuring birds and flowers are beautifully illuminated with white lights, with a large white bulb adorning on the tops of the fencing. As you keep walking towards the feline/primate house, the right side has four spruce trees that are individually lit with multicolored lights. Above you, vibrant multicolored lights shimmer overhead, creating the illusion of glowing rain. You have now walked to the feline/primate house. Leading up to the house are multicolored strands of lights on our low wire fencing. The building itself has green lights illuminating it. Take a moment to visit inside and warm up. This building has its own audio tour, which you can listen to if you would like.